I think social media is going into a direction which is more and more unhealthy. So it's getting super, super toxic. Like I see that by myself. Like until a year ago, I was spending like hours on Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook. And right now I'm not on TikTok anymore. I deleted that shit. I'm not on Facebook anymore. And my goal is like towards the end of the year to just get rid of Instagram, LinkedIn, and even Twitter. You always think it's like you scroll and all the reels are showing up, the algorithm you can't control, and you get addicted and you want to like you scroll and scroll, and then you watch the time. It's like, oh, an hour is gone. And it's like, wow, this is so unhealthy. Like the screen time, like I was spending on my phone, like that's just like super, super toxic. And like, that's one thing I think why I don't like social media anymore. And the other thing is like someone else owns like my data, right? So if somebody else like thinking and deciding like today we don't want like having Tanya anymore on our platform, so like they delete me, like my entire like friends, so followers, like my entire social graph is gone. So you know, and that's not happening on Noster. And like also like during the like plandemic, how I always call it, like I got censored as well. I was talking and writing about it, like that I like had just a different opinion. So my account got blocked from Facebook, like I got censored from like LinkedIn, my parents too. So there was just like an entire shit show. So, and with Noster, that can't happen to you. So that's why I love it.
Hello guys, welcome once again to BitCorner Podcast. Yeah, we're back. I know that you have been watching my face and the other guys at the pre-recorded interviews of the Barcelona Bitcoin Conference, but we're back. We have been recording a lot of new episodes. And so yeah, during the Barcelona Conference, shout out to the guys. It was amazing. By the way, guys, we had a lot of good, positive feedback. I have already told you in person, but in case you're watching the podcast, my friends and your friends told me that this conference was amazing. So shout out to you and congrats on all the efforts. But yeah, during the conference, I managed to make a lot of networking, part of the success of this conference. And one of the topics that I find out that it's another big rabbit hole is Noster. So today we're going to talk about Noster. I think it's the first time that probably I have mentioned Noster in the podcast before, just some slices, but today we're going to go deeper. So yeah, it will be an interview, so I don't want to take much time on the intro, and let's do this thing. Another rabbit hole is always interesting. I have been doing the podcast for 2 years, so I won't make the same mistake that I did the first time learning about Bitcoin. No, just kidding. I'll do my best. But I just want to welcome Tanya Bash. To the podcast. Welcome.
Nice to see you. Nice to meet you. And good to have you here. I'm right now in Germany. So first time I'm actually recording, like, I think the podcast in Germany, like the other podcasts I've been all over the world. So nice to enjoy this, like the European summer, actually.
Yeah. How's the weather, actually? I'm dying here.
Amazing. It's like 30 degrees. It's perfect. So it's really, really cool. Yeah,
that's cool. Actually, this week it was kind of good because last week it was like being in hell, but this week it's fine. It's still a bit warm. Actually, this is the perfect weather for me as well. 30 degrees is okay.
30 degrees is like, yeah, I truly enjoy it. No, it's like the summer in Europe is amazing, like for 2-3 months, and then then it's gone and we have to go to South America again.
And I know, guys, that you're saying, but you're a Salvadorian, what are you talking about? You should like the summer. No, it's different. Believe me, it's way different. It's warm. Here's a lot of humidity. I know in El Salvador we have humidity, but it's not comfort, guys. You come here, you will find out what I'm talking about. But yeah, it's enjoyable. It's a lot of things. It's a lot of festivals, a lot of music, a lot of food, a lot of beers, a lot of conferences. So yeah, I like it a lot. So Tanya, I don't know. I always like to start the podcast talking a little bit about the background of my guests. So if you can share a little bit about yourself, you already told me a little bit, something surprising, but I'll let you explain to the audience. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm Tanya. I am like quite new into the Bitcoin ecosystem. Yeah, I had my first conference last year in Prague, 2024. I was helping out there at the Noster booth. Alex Spetsky invited me there to like help to volunteer. Yes. And so like I came through Noster actually to Bitcoin. So yeah. So that was a little bit different from other people's story. Is like I was also like before I joined Twitter on Noster. So it's also like, yeah, it's a little bit weird my journey, but I think it's unique. And yeah, I have also my like my Noster jacket, if you can see it here with my little ostrich.
True. Good detail. True. Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. And with the Bitcoin.
Yeah, of course.
That's so cool.
Yeah, no, I'm very bullish on Noster. I love the protocol. I love the idea behind it. Even it's still very buggy and we are very early stages. There's lots things to do. But right now, I think social media is going into a direction which is more and more unhealthy. So it's getting super, super toxic. Like I see that by myself. Like until a year ago, I was spending like hours on Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook. And right now I'm not on TikTok anymore. I deleted that shit. I'm not on Facebook anymore. And my goal is like towards the end of the year to just get rid of Instagram, LinkedIn, and even Twitter. So it's just like,
Wow. Do you know, that's super interesting that, now that you mention Alex and also mention social media, I was talking with Jordi, which also works is at Atlantis. And we were talking about social media, but he made me realize something that actually how the system works in terms of how they put you some things without I don't know how to say this, but that you don't find out that they're implanting something, because we used to have social networks and now there are social media and you don't realize about that. You think that always have been social media.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You always think it's like you scroll and all the reels are showing up, the algorithm, you know, you can't control and you get addicted and you want to like you scroll and then you watch the time. It's like, oh, an hour is gone. And it's like, wow, this is so unhealthy. Like the screen time, like I was spending on my phone, like that's just like super, super toxic. And like that's one thing I think why I don't like social media anymore. And the other thing is like someone else owns like my data, right? So if somebody else like, you know, thinking and deciding like, you know, today we don't want like having Tanya anymore on our platform, so like they delete me, like my entire like friends, so followers, like my entire social graph is gone. So, you know, and that's not happening on Noster. And it's like also mm-hmm. like during the like pandemic, how I always call it, got censored as well. Like, you know, I was talking and writing about it, like that I like had just a different opinion. So my account got blocked from Facebook. Like I got censored from like LinkedIn, my parents too. So it was like, you know, there was just like an entire shit show. So, and with Noster, that can't happen to you. So that's why I love it.
And why they were blocked eventually?
Why they were, like, because, like, in Germany, like, it was quite heavy with the lockdowns, and I was totally against vaccination, so I'm not vaccinated, neither is any of my parents or my sister, mm-hmm. and now I say that very proud, right? But, like, in Germany, if you say that, it's like, who are you? It's like, why would you, you know, it's like, no, it's true, it's like, why would you do that? Why would you risk other people's life? So, and if I question just like things, like, because I was working in the biggest hospital, actually, like at the Charité in Berlin, because I needed a job. Right? So, and I was one of the only, like one of the few people who were not vaccinated. So, and because I saw what's going on, like, you know, in the media, they were preaching you, oh my God, the beds like are full and we need everybody to get vaccinated. And then I was just like, none of the beds were like actually full. It's like, what is that shit show here, right? So, but if you talk about it, like even with your friends and you're like just an outsider, it's like, yeah, it's like, it was horrible. And then I was like, you know, like maybe I tried to publish some numbers. Yeah, and that obviously didn't work out.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, now it makes sense. Yeah. You know, that is super interesting. Yeah. Because during the COVID, I also asked to my dad, because my dad is a doctor. So I was asking him about the shots, all the vaccination, because he was quite interesting the way that they were fabricating all the vaccination without quality controls. And I was like, is that like that? And he says, no, it takes a lot of time to do that. So basically they're skipping a lot of tabs and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, all right, so that doesn't sound any safe to do that. Yeah. So that's why I get you what is point. Yeah. But yeah.
I mean, it's like 4 years ago and people are not talking about it anymore because like, you know, you just get silenced and I think that's fundamentally wrong, right? So we should have a conversation. What they did to us, like, you know, that's like, what is happening? Exactly. Like, you know, I can't like point that out louder. And like now I even speak up in the German shows or podcasts, but it's like, that's like super, super difficult. It's like they are just like saying, well, let's skip this topic. We talked about that enough and a lot. I was like, no, we actually haven't. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So guys, a little bit of context, because probably you're Bitcoiners and most of you have heard about Nostr, but for some of you that probably never have talked about Nostr, we're going to discuss that. That's why Tanya's here. But one of the things is that social media is centralized. That means that it has a company and behind it, and there's an algorithm. But with Nostr is different. It's decentralized, similar to Bitcoin. But yeah, the thing is that what I want to also point out is that in the past, we used to have social networks, which means that it was made to have connections, networking between friends or friends of friends or whatever. But now it's social media where, as you mentioned, they introduced a lot of photos and videos and just scroll, as you said, and you waste your time and the algorithm consume you. And that's how it works. And there's studies now that how it affects your brain. There's a lot of people now with the TDAH, etc. So yeah, that's why we're going to talk about Nostr, because I think it's important. So you can explain
Maybe I can talk a little bit about the history. Nostr stands for notes and other stuff transmitted by relays. I mean, of course, like everybody can do their own research because I'm not a technical person, right?
So yeah.
I'm not a developer. I don't build on it. But basically, it's a decentralized protocol where everybody can contribute on it. It was written by a guy called like Fiat Jeff, I think 2020. It's like a Brazilian kid. Like he's anonymous, but not so like anonymous than Satoshi Nakamoto. And he's like also on Nostr, like he wrote the protocol, he still like posts things and but it's like 2020, super, super early. And then Jack Dorsey, I think, like found the protocol, I think 2021, and he contributed like 13 Bitcoins to the protocol. So, and that's like a lot of developer, like a Will from Damers, could focus full time on the protocol and build on it. So, it's still work in progress. So it's still buggy. This is just something you have to like point out. Like that's what is also my like challenge when I do onboard people, when I introduce them to it. Because most of the people just use it as a Twitter clone, but it's just a lot more. So for example, if you're a content creator, you can use it like for long-term tags, like videos and all these kind of things. Like I'm a writer myself, and now what I do, like I publish all my articles on Nostr only. So I don't use like Medium anymore. Like, so I stopped that. So all my articles you can read on Nostr. Like actually Primal just launched a very, very cool feature, like Primal Studios. So it works really, really great. I really love it. And it makes life so much easier, like, you know, writing articles. And you actually, that's a good thing is like with Nostr, because it uses the Lightning Network. So rather than like just liking reposting and commenting things, you actually can tip people like in like once you like send mini sats. So if you to zap each other, and it's like value for value, right? So you appreciate what other people write or publish, and you actually can like get a second kind of income like on your stuff. It's like my articles, like I earn between like $20 to $50 per article. which is
wow,
nice.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I know, right? So it's like, if I publish anything on Medium, like, nobody cares really, right? So
anymore. That's funny, because I think we can go deeper in this, because I also started on Medium a couple of years ago. You know, when there was the first wave, I think it was during COVID, actually, that they performed really well. Yeah, I even managed to be like in the, I think it was the top 1,000 writers.
What?
I was because I made Apple reviews back then, and because I love okay. Apple and blah, blah, blah. So that's how I managed to engage people. And it was a good money, but then they switched, I think, the chief officer, and they changed the algorithm like 3 times, and now the performance is like super bad, and now they do the same things that, because at least for me at the beginning, Medium, it was kind of wild, because it was recommending based on what you like, but then it was something similar like YouTube, that not just exactly what you like, but also recommend some other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was, and now the performance, even for the top, is like shit. Yeah.
But you don't earn money like through Medium, right? How
yeah, there's
work?
A media, is the Medium partner program. They have a partner program.
I see. Okay, well, yeah. So I stopped using Medium like a couple of months ago, so.
Yeah, but yeah, it's super nice that in Nostr you can even earn money, because that's where I want to land. That the idea behind it is that also as the podcast, I put some clips, or even I want to ask you something, but not now, because there's another question for that. But sometimes I manage to publish the entire podcast in Nostr, and they sub me. And I think this is really nice, because it's value for value instead
Absolutely. And it's like, for example, do you know Fountain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The podcast in Fountain as well.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, you know, Fountain opened up to the protocol, and like, you know, people like put their podcast like on Fountain, and then actually like earn sats. You also can receive sats by just listening to several podcasts, and I think that's absolutely brilliant.
And not just Bitcoin podcasts, guys.
No. It's like, no, absolutely not. It's like, and that's the thing, like when I have new people and they are like, oh, I don't know anyone on Nostr, they are just Bitcoiners. Yes, there are a lot of Bitcoiners. This is how I got like to Bitcoin actually. But they are like more and more like healthy people, like influencers, like holistic people, like because they see the idea behind it. It's like they see the value behind it, and it just requires like a lot of work. It's like, it's not like Instagram, you have instant like followers, you get like people. No, it's like, because there
real
is
value.
Like, yeah, because you choose your algorithm, like there's no algorithm for you. It takes time. It's called proof of work. So once you have there's a great community out there, like people are super friendly, people are helpful, people are brutally honest, and that's what I love. No, it's true. I love it.
It's true.
I'm quite new also to the 21 community. Do you know them? 21?
No, what is that?
No, that's like the biggest Bitcoin community in the DACH region. Like Gigi and Marcus like invented it, and it's like that's just absolutely horrendous and funny, like the way they talk on Nostr is like, it's just like if you have a bad day and just like listen to or like read to the stuff they're writing and publishing, it makes you laugh. It's like, it's just making my day every day. I was like, oh my god, you're just like, yeah, talking from my heart. It's like, it's incredible. It's like, I never thought that German people can be so funny actually. So amazing. No, it's really, really cool. It's really, really cool.
Dejas tus activos digitales en un exchange o en custodia de alguien más, te expones a riesgos de terceros no deseados. A diferencia del sistema bancario tradicional, Bitcoin te permite tomar el control total de tus fondos utilizando tus propias claves privadas. Esto te permite ser soberano y esencialmente tu propio banco. Al tomar el control de tus Bitcoins, puedes evitar riesgos innecesarios de terceros. Almacenar tus Bitcoin en custodia de terceros como los exchanges puede exponerte a ataques de actores malintencionados, gobiernos o estafadores que lo único que quieren es apoderarse de tu dinero.
Las billeteras de hardware aumentan la seguridad de tu billetera porque tus claves privadas se almacenan en un dispositivo especializado que no está siempre conectado al Internet. Como te he dicho antes, mantener tus claves almacenadas en un dispositivo en línea puede exponerte a factores adicionales de ataque, por lo que se recomienda usar una billetera de hardware al almacenar grandes cantidades de Bitcoin durante largos periodos de tiempo. Jade es una billetera de hardware no custodial para Bitcoins y Liquid que ofrece opciones de firma simple y firmas múltiples. Yo personalmente lo utilizo para almacenar mis bitcoins, ya que me siento mucho más seguro manteniendo mis bitcoins en una billetera fría que en una almacenada, por ejemplo, en mi teléfono. Si estás pensando en adquirir uno para ti, no olvides utilizar el código de descuento de nuestro show, BitCorner Podcast. De esta forma estarás apoyando directamente el show y además obtendrás un 10% de descuento para la compra de tu billetera fría.
I'm gonna search for it later then because I want to watch it or read it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Another thing that I want to ask you because you know that I have tried to onboard also friends. I'm right now, guys. I'm not the host. I'm in my normie friend's skin position. So I'm gonna ask you the same things that they asked me, but probably you have a better answer than I. That it's because. Sometimes I'm with friends, you know, sometimes you're in social medias and whatever, but you're in person with that person. And one of them, a friend of mine told me like, what is that? Which it was a primal actually. And I told her primal and she told me, what is it? And I told her, something similar to Threads or Mastodon or Twitter, but it's decentralized. And the moment I said decentralized, she told me like, then how it works? Is there an algorithm? How actually it works? I was like, I'm gonna bring someone and I'm gonna ask the same question. So now I'm passing to you this big responsibility.
Thank you. Now choose your algorithm. It's like onboarding people is very challenging because it depends who you're talking to. Like if you're talking to your mother right now and she's never using any kind of social media or doesn't have a smartphone, there's no way to like onboard her, right? But it's like if you're talking to an influencer and has had issues, right, like getting censored or restricted, like, you know, that's a good thing. Like people get it then, like, you know, so they get it quicker. And it's like, especially people in South America, like last year when we did our Nostra tour, like Jordi was there as well and Alex. Twitter was actually banned in Brazil when we were in Sao Paulo at SatsCon. So, and that's like, guys, how do you communicate right now, right? So, and there's a solution for it. It's like, I always, like, if I talk to people, I always, like, ask them, like, who they are, what they're doing, what are they interested in? And then people, like, yeah, so you pitch it to the person. And it takes also time. It's like onboarding someone, you can't do that in 5 minutes, right? So, yeah. It's like, because like, yes, it's nice that you like download an app like Damas Primal. Okay, cool. Yes, that's a Twitter clone. But the beauty is like actually when you put your NSYNC into another like client and like your entire feature, like your entire social graph is still there, right? But so it's like basically if you log in into Instagram and then put the same password into LinkedIn and everything is there, the entire feature. It's like, and then people are actually like, oh my God, that's brilliant. But in order to do that, it's like, you need to like properly, like, you know, secure the NSEC. You need an NSEC bunker. So all these kind, you need a browser extension, all these kind of things just takes time, takes actually knowledge. And it's nothing you can do like in 5 to 10 minutes. And
yeah.
That's where you lose a lot of people. I'm honest. It's like, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And well, you already mentioned this, but I want to also highlight because I think it's important that I think decentralized protocols are important right now. First, for what you mentioned, that you can be banned easily. For example, it happens to Ben actually a couple of days ago, or if you're listening to this a couple of weeks ago, that he was banned from YouTube. I don't know if you said BTC session. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, of course, it's happening like all the time. Like still now, like I get like restricted for 24 hours. Like if I just talk a lot, like about freedom of speech or like Noster. The other day on Instagram as well, I was like, what is
really?
Happening? Yeah, it's like, well, yeah. So I was like, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, that's why I think it's important. And I think that's why also people are pivoting. You mentioned Brazil. That's a really good point, because there was a lot of people on Noster. Well, actually, to be honest, I follow another podcast that is not Bitcoin related or Noster related, but they talk about tech, and they also said that they are super fan of the Fediverse, which is another protocol, guys. That is the activity pod. That it's the one that use Thread, if I'm mistaken, or Mastodon, and the other one is the AT protocol. That is the one of Blue Sky. That is the one that Jack Dorsey has owned. But the thing is, it's a Fediverse. That's why they have a federation. It's like the Liquid network, and that there's still companies that.
That's the thing. It's still centralized, and that's like why Jack decided to step away from it, because if there's still a company in charge at one point, they have the control about your data, your things. So, and that's what I like about Nosto. If for example, if Damos decides to delete me, then I just take my private key and go to another client and everything is there, right? So it's like, yes. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, so that's the one thing that I wanted to point out, guys, that that's, I think, one of the differences also between the Fediverse and Noster, because Noster is purely decentralized and the other ones is HADA Federation. So in the end, as you said, there's a lot of companies in there. So, but yeah, we'll discuss about the other protocols so you can see the real differences of them. But yeah, a lot of people move when there was this banning in Brazil. They moved to this decentralized one. But if you want to go to a real decentralized one, then you need to go to Noster. And so my other question is that, or your thoughts about it, is that if you think that eventually Noster will be more popular than this decentralized one or even Twitter, because for me, I think that probably in the future will be.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest, Twitter still is number one. You get a lot of information. If someone is saying, well, Noster is overtaking Twitter this year, sorry, no, it's not going to happen. I'm just honest, right? But I hope that Noster is so, so early, and still now, it's buggy. Sometimes the apps are not working. You need I get it if people just decide not to be there and because it's just not working for them. But come back in 3 months, try it out. I was yesterday, it was on Monday at a meetup in Munich. And there were a lot of people, they heard about Noster, they've been on Noster. But they said, well, it's super buggy. And I said, look, just try it out again. And so they tried it out again. I was like, oh, it's actually such a different than a year compared to a year ago. I was like, yeah, definitely. If I remember my the first beginnings when I joined last year, it's like, you can't compare it now. It's got so much better. It's like so, it's, yeah, but no, it's like, it's not overtaking Twitter this year.
No, this year, no. But I think eventually,
what's going to happen in 5 years. I hope that Noster gets stronger, that the developers, the builders are building more things on it. But it's costs time and energy, right? So it's same with me. It's even I don't build on it, I just love to talk about it. I like to onboard people. I like to travel the world and have workshops. But who's sponsoring us? Who's sponsoring me? The booth, the flights, and all these kind of things, right? So it's because there is no CEO behind.
Exactly.
It's you have to ask for sponsoring, and it's exhausting. And at one point we have to live. I have a full-time job as well. So it's it's passion. That's why I sit at 8 p.m. I can't talk about it, right? So it's
Exactly. What kind of articles do you do on Noster?
Articles? Well, it depends. The last one I was talking in Prague, I write a summary about Prague. The other one was about Las Vegas. We actually had a huge Noster lounge in Vegas. The Human Rights Foundation sponsored that, so I teamed up with Derek Ross and a few other Nostriches from Argentina, from the US, and we had then a huge lounge at the open source area and site event as well. But to be honest, I I'm not a fan of Las Vegas, of the conference. It's like, it's too big. It's a lot of suit coiners. I'm here for the plebs. I like the grassroots communities. That's like how I actually got orange pills, like in Argentina when I lived with the guys over there for a couple of months, and they trained me, they taught me so many things, and that's my people. You know, I'm like, no, it's true. It's like, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, no, I agree that I think one of the issues of such a big conference is that besides that is there's too much people, and sometimes you want to make connections and you cannot, like, because it's too much.
No, it was way too many people, and it's super expensive. Like, let's be honest, right? Like, who can afford like the VIP pass? Like the whale pass cost like $12,000. It's like, it was horrible. Like, it's like what the hell? It's like, come on, it's like, that's ridiculous. And then the flights, the like Las Vegas is like, man, that's Disneyland for adults, right? It's super expensive.
Basically.
But it was like, it was a nice experience, and HRF sponsored me, like, and the team. This is like absolutely brilliant, and I love it. And like, I hope we can continue that, having like more Nostra lounges, smaller conferences. Yeah.
Yeah, for me, just closing the topic, if Nostr is going to be more popular than X, you know that, yeah, I agree that not in 1 year, but I think eventually, yeah, because I have seen something similar. I actually want to compare with you in Germany, but here in Spain, after Trump won the elections, and of course, Elon is the CEO, there's a lot of people, but also not just people, that companies, Spanish companies, they close their accounts of Twitter and they move to Instagram. But the thing is that you cannot verify facts in those things or in thread. So there's a political thing. So what I'm trying to say is that probably people would move for their own reasons, like anything in the life, right? But at least here it was a very political movement that people run away from X and move to Instagram or Trips or whatever. And I don't know if you have experienced in something similar or in Germany or in the places that you have been visiting.
Well, a lot of people, like the German community, is very strong on Nostr because they can speak openly there, right? So it's like Germans are we are very specific. So we don't like to, there are a lot of anonymous people as well, actually. Mm-hmm. Like they are just afraid to show their faces, to say stuff. So on a Nostr, they're super anonymous and can basically do whatever they want. So, and yeah, so that's why I had a lot of feedback. That's why they love it.
Absolutely. And you mentioned that you have been doing Nostr tours around the world. You have been in Latin America, but also you have been in my country. So let's start with El Salvador. How was your experience in El Salvador?
So I'm brutally honest.
Go ahead. I love it. Go ahead.
Still don't know if I like El Salvador or not.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
I've been there twice now, like last November for Adopting Bitcoin, where we had a Nostr booth.
Uh-huh.
And then this, was it February or January, on the Plan B forum?
I think February.
I don't know. The thing with El Salvador is like, it has these kind of very like weird energy. It's like, I'm super Western, right? So it's like, for me, South America is also it's like super, super different. We don't know, like, we haven't seen poverty. For us, it's super, super, like, I grow up that like in a world, everything is perfect. Everything works. Like, you know, you have roads, like, and in El Salvador, like, I need a Jeep. I need a Jeep in order to move around, right? It's still under construction. And like, of course I get it. It's like super new. Like, you know, the country has been through a lot of things, and you can see that in the people's like faces. Like if you talk to the older generation or the older people, like if they tell you they were like, you know, getting up at 4 a.m. a couple of years ago because they were afraid to get shot by the gangs, right? So it's I don't know. Like, I have never experienced that. And then I see, like, you know, these, what is that? El Tunco? Like this golf club?
Yeah.
It's like super, super like new, refurbished. Like the streets are perfect and they can compete with any like street in Germany. And then you see the highway where kids are playing right next to it. It's like, so, and like also El Zonte is getting so touristic. It's like when we were there, It was super, super loud. It was like we had no hot water. Electricity was gone. And it's like, you know, the media is always telling an entire different story. It's like you need to be aware that there's still a lot of things to do. Like, you
yeah,
know,
okay.
I mean, people are amazing. Like the people, the locals, super, super lovely. Like I remember we had a problem with the wheel. Like the wheel just like, you know, just broke down. And then we went to like a little like factory and they came and they helped us. That was incredible. And they were asking for $5. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Like, you know,
yes.
The local people are amazing. So the food was very good. But it's like...
Yeah, the balance.
Yeah.
No, but that's something, and I'm glad you mentioned this, because, yeah, this is one of the things that I always talk to my close ones, even sometimes I mention in the podcast, that I don't want the people in media or anything say El Salvador as Disneyland because we have Bitcoin. No, Bitcoin...
No.
As it is a protocol that is helping us to rebuild the country, right? So yeah, of course, think about it. And that's why I always like to point out that we need to keep in mind where we come from. I'm talking about more about Salvadorians, that because there's a lot of work to do, of course. And I think internationally, even in our country, of course, Bukele is super popular. But it's also, there are things that people don't like, not in politics team, more related, that there's so much things to do. But we need to remind guys that Rome wasn't built in 1 year. So the same rule with El Salvador. We need a lot of times. And you need to remind that we were literally the most dangerous country in the world.
Yeah.
So it needs a lot of construction. So yeah, definitely. Eventually we will do that. Yeah, sorry.
But it's like, for me, it's like, right? I mean, we all know Europe is going down. I want to leave Germany. It's still the plan. Even I'm having a nice Bitcoin job in Germany right now. I don't like the direction what's going on. I think apart from Switzerland, you can forget it. So of course, I do think like in South America, that's why I went to El Salvador as well, twice to see it. And maybe I go to adopting this year again. So to see which kind of country can be a new home, right?
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. And and I agree with you that there are some things that I'm seeing in Europe in general. And I think one of the things that I'm glad to see, I have a mixed thought on this, but that people are aware of what's going on, that is going in bad direction, but also it's like I think they want to act, but they don't know exactly how to act. And I have seen that because I come from Latin America. I know what it could be if you don't act fast, you know, well, not fast, but in the right time. So yeah, I have seen like some slices of what could be if you don't stop some things. But of course, let's be honest that it's Europe, but also even if you have this problem, there's a lot of advantages that because it's here and so it's more built and everything. But yeah, just like, it's like an alert of to be aware of what's going on. And, but yeah, that's why I get what you're saying. And then I want to continue with your tour as well.
Hey, of course.
So yeah, if anything that you want to add on this, and because if not, I want to ask you to all the other places that you have been.
Yeah, no, go for it. Should I ask?
No, yeah. So if you have been in El Salvador, I'm not following a chronological order. I just want to.
No. So first up was Buenos Aires. Like that was like for la BitConf, end of October, then SatsConf, and then El Salvador, and then I went back to Buenos Aires.
Mm-hmm.
And just like that's where I actually got orange pilled at the guy, like at La Crypta, like the guys from there. Yeah, I love them, and I'm very, very close to them, and. Yeah, so I lived there for 2 months and then I was like there in April actually for another month. So it's like they are heavy Bitcoiners, like, you know, they just teach you everything. They told me how to install my node and all these kind of things. So, you know, it's like it's just so healthy being around so great people. And when I'm right now, I'm in my normie world, which is not happening a lot because like right now. No, seriously, I have a Bitcoin job now. So I am working at the biggest mining company in the DACH region at TerraHash. And so they're heavy, heavy Bitcoiners. Like, you know, like even my neighbor, like my landlord, he's my boss. He's a heavy Bitcoiner. It's like, it's just so, so healthy, right? So it's like,
yeah,
it's like they just get it. They get life. They get like everything. So every day is like, we talk about Bitcoin. We talk about like, you know, there's no normie shit talk anymore. So and that's like,
that's yeah. How's to be Orange Peel from Nostr to Bitcoin? I'm curious about that. I don't know if it's easier than the rest of us because we kind of...
Yeah, I heard about Bitcoin before, right? So of course, like, you know, I had a little bit Bitcoin. I was just like, but not much. Then I was just like, yeah, during the South American tour, like, because I was so bullish on Nostr because I got it, like freedom of speech, like happened to me that I got restricted and I feel so free there. And then of course, like, then you meet the guys like in South America, like, you know, they understand the money system. They explain you in the money system. Like, you know, I had no idea like why the euro was invented, like how that worked, like how that went like down, like what are banks doing, like that we just print money and all these kind of things. I mean, we do not have the issues like that Argentina had, for example, like, you know, they had an inflation from like 1% every day. Like, or Venezuela, like, you know, it's like crazy. And like, they wake up in the morning and your bank account is empty. Like, we don't, like normal people here, they don't know how that feels. So, and then I was, of course, questioning my life. And I was like, okay, like I'm in my mid 30s. How comes that I can't afford a house? How, like, you know, my parents, they could do that. Like, you know, my mom at my age had two kids and she didn't have to work. Like, you know, how is that like? And I was possible. Like, yeah, how is that possible? Like, what am I doing wrong? And I was like, I'm not doing anything wrong. It's a system which is so fucked up. And yeah, so that's what I then like kind of learned during like the last 12 months. And like, of course, like you educate yourself and then you just like try to understand, like, because like as a non-technical person, it's like, it's crazy, like, you know, to understand the blockchain and like, and then, you know, you think you have figured out one thing and then there's a Lightning network and it's like, oh my God, like how the hell, like how does that work? But yeah, it's like, I think it's so important to see that there's something wrong and that there is a solution for it. And for me, that's Nostr and Bitcoin.
Absolutely. You also mentioned that you work for it's a mining company that you said? Uh-huh. So that, you know, that's another rabbit hole, right?
Yes. Yes. My God. No, they actually approached me. So I met them a couple of months ago when I was speaking at a conference in Switzerland, like the biggest conference here.
What are you talking about? Nostr?
Nostr, of course.
No. What do you do? Hold on. Before you continue, what is a Nostr workshop? What do you do there? To install it and...
Yeah, so I had like, it was like a female workshop with 50 female in a room and they talked about Nostr and I actually onboarded them straight away. So we like did, like we downloaded the apps, we zapped each other, so we posted some stuff together. So that's
super cool. All right.
Yeah, yeah. I love it. It's like really, really fun and we have fun, right? So because that's what I like, if we like use it straight away. You need to try it out. You need to, like, we don't need theory, we need practice. Like, this is how we learned. We didn't learn the internet to some papers, we just did it.
Absolutely. And sorry, you were saying something about that.
Yeah, the mining company, you know, they approached me there and because the CEO, Chris, he wanted me as a person. And I was like, look, I'm not a technical person, I'm not a developer, and I have no clue about mining. I don't think. And he was like, brilliant, what do you want to do? And I was like, what do you mean what I want to do? And I was like, I'm an event manager. I like to go to conferences. I like to talk. I like people. And he said, let's create your position then. I was like, what do you mean? And so that's what he did. So he created a position for me so I can go to the conferences, organize everything. And yeah, so I'm part of the team for like 6 weeks now. And they organized a flat for me here. So they look after me. It's incredible. It's amazing. They're really, really cool.
That's so cool. And if you're not a technical person, how is to you to learn about the Bitcoin mining stuff? Because that's heavy, you know, there's a lot of information.
It's super, super heavy. It's like, the thing is like what they focus on. So they do a lot of education. So my job is like the partnerships we are having right now and like organizing all the workshops, the events, like you kind of lose all these kind of things. Because like, these are things like the guys have no time for. Like they talk, they educate. And so that's like,
so you're like the public relations, something like that?
Yeah, kind of marketing, public relations. So because like they have all family and kids and they don't like to travel. And I was like, yes, I like to travel. <It's me. laughs> So, and yeah.
Ah, okay. That's interesting. Yeah, absolutely. We're going to wrap. Wow. 47 minutes. we have been doing this. But that sometimes, sometimes in my mind, like, because I have done a lot of episodes, I know, like, probably it's time to wrap it up, but then I check the timer and sometimes like, oh no, we need to continue. We can continue. But wow, 47 minutes. I thought it was like 30 minutes, I swear. You have been super fast. Yeah. So we have a game in the podcast that I forgot to tell you that my previous guest have. My previous guest have a question for my next guest. So
if you had or have access to abundant wealth, how would you use it to change humanity?
I would put it and use it for education. A lot of education, like especially the younger kids, like, you know, teach them like about the system, like the money system, like, and bringing everything like back to the roots, like, you know. Yeah, education. I would put it into education.
All right. Awesome. All right, so we're going to start wrapping up because it's almost an hour. I promise you to make an hour, but we can do a second episode in the future if you want to because there's a lot of things to cover in Noster. So yeah, I don't know if, what else do you want to share in terms that you have any interesting project that you have been doing, and if not, something that you would like to add about Noster that probably I didn't ask. I know I haven't asked a lot of things, but I just want to make an introductory episode about Noster, but if anything that you want to add?
No, I think like the next 6 months are getting wild, so I will be at a lot of conferences talking about Noster. I'm gonna be in Riga, I'm gonna be in Helsinki. There are a couple of German conferences coming up, and I hope, I really truly hope that I can go to South America as well if we get the funding from the Human Rights Foundation again. So that would be amazing, and I can escape the winter from Germany as well. So there we go.
All right, cool. And when are the conference in Germany? Do you know?
October.
And those are Bitcoin conference, Noster conference, or a mix of both?
Bitcoin conferences, but it's German only.
It's not English.
No.
All right, so guys, don't go there. No, just kidding. Go there if you know German. Go there if you know German. Awesome. But yeah, Tanya, thank you so much for being in the podcast again. I'm going to share your, normally I ask if you have a handle, but I know the Noster handle, it could be long, so I can
just
share your.
Tanya, you can find me, Tanya, T-A-N-J-A. Yeah, that's easy.
All right. My last question, I almost forgot. Yeah, I don't know. This is not for the podcast, guys. This is for me. But I don't know if, do you know, probably if there's another content creator here, if it is a way, an easy way to upload videos on Noster, because sometimes I want to upload the full podcast and sometimes I can, sometimes I can't. The clips I know is easier, but when it's something heavier, it can fail.
That's a new feature from Primal they just launched, Primal Studios, and that should work. And they have a 30 days free trial.
Okay, perfect. And they have like for big storage, like heavy storage,
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Guys, I know there's another podcaster that watched this episode, this podcast. So here you have your answer as well. Yeah. So, all right. Tanya, thank you very much. I'll let you go. Probably you need to dinner and me as well.
Flash, thank you, Juan.
Yeah. And guys, yeah, we're back. Next week is going to be, we're going back to Bitcoin, but don't worry, we will continue talking about Noster. Tanya, once again, thank you very much. See you next week. Ciao.